Longtime listeners of the show, as well as longtime fans of K-pop, probably recognize this Korean word, 눈치. It's that hard to translate words that's used in so many different ways here, and also often considered an important part of being Korean. In fact, apparently it's now even sometimes referred to as the Korean superpower. It's often translated as reading the room, but it's actually so much more than that. When you have 눈치, you're considered socially aware. And when someone doesn't have 눈치, they're considered oblivious or tactless. When you see 눈치, you're walking on eggshells. If you catch 눈치, you're picking up clues or becoming aware. If your 눈치 is fast, you're quick to notice things. And when someone gives you 눈치, they're saying so much to you without using any words. So I don't know if I would call it a superpower, but it is something people are either born with or without, and also a social skill worth cultivating. And I'm not trying to give you 눈치, but have caught the 눈치 as to the word's meaning. 눈치 채셨나요? This is Haerim, and today's Wonder Hour starts now. Welcome to Wonder Hours on KBS World Radio with DJ Haerim. It's Wednesday, July 1st, and we started today's show with Yena and her addictive song, Catch Catch. 눈치 is definitely a tough word to translate. And while it's funny to learn that people are now calling it the Korean superpower, the fact is, not even all Koreans have it. Some people are simply oblivious. And it's also interesting to know that people are calling it a superpower, even as a joke, because it's such a natural part of our lives here in Korea. I just assumed that there wasn't a simple translation for it in English, but apparently the concept as a whole can be considered quite foreign. Interesting, huh? And so there are so many questions I want to ask you about 눈치. First of all, do you know what it is? And is there a similar idea in your part of the world? And would you say your 눈치 is good and fast? Well, please tell me all about it, as you also tell me how you're doing today and which songs you'd like to hear on the show, because our shout-out segment, Tell Me, is coming up very soon. If you have a Korean phone number, you can also send a text message at sharp8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won, and a long text or an MMS message will cost 100 won per text. If you're listening via our apps or by streaming, you can message me using the KBS Kong app or leave a comment on our post on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day or on Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. Now after Tell Me, we'll listen to some chart toppers from the past on So Hot, and then we'll get our daily positivity boost with Good News Only. And in the second hour of the show, we'll be joined by Kate Kim for our on-air counseling session, No Cap Confessions. So stay tuned. And for now, I'll be right back with today's Tell Me after a couple of songs about 눈치. First up is 맞아, 잠을 설친 건 너 때문이야, Losing Sleep Over You by Punch. And after that, we'll listen to No 눈치, No Sense by Sam Kim featuring Crush. You don't have to tell me you love me. You don't have to tell me you've been waiting for me. But please do tell me something about yourself. Tell me something funny that's happened to you today. Tell me what you're thinking or how you're feeling. Tell me anything that's on your mind that you feel like sharing. And while at it, tell me which songs you want to hear too, won't you? A saeyon in the world of Korean radio is a story or an anecdote that the listener sends in to have shared on air. It's what transforms this usually one-way medium into a means of communication and connection, allowing us to be on the same wavelength. The first saeyon of the day is from Aphrodite. Welcome, July! May this new month bring much happiness, blessed fortune, and ease in all your endeavors. Yes, it is July, finally! A true summer Amber is here. Yes. Kina48 says, Hi, DJ Hedim. Happy July. Happy July. The first half of 2026 is over. Wow. Can you believe it? Let's enjoy the rest of the year. That's right. Whiting, everyone. Luciano S. Jr. says, Hello, Lim. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday and welcome back. And K Multifandom says, Good afternoon, DJ Hedim. Have a nice day. Thank you. You too. Have a wonderful day. And Arshi, IPKKND2011 and QTL Acute says, Hello, morning. Can I request Le Sserafim's Iffy Iffy? Thank you. All right. And May Lenny2911 says, Good morning, DJ. I want to request Euspear. Wicked game. Always be happy. All right. So keep your messages coming. And what are your thoughts on the concept of 눈치? In the meantime, here are those two requests. Iffy Iffy by Le Sserafim and Wicked Game by Euspear. We just heard Wicked Game by Euspear, and before that it was Iffy Iffy by Le Sserafim. Once again, if you want to share yours, Hyun, on the show or send in a song request, don't hesitate to let me know. If you're in Korea, you can send me a text message at sharp8150. If you're on Instagram, leave us Hyun as a comment on our post at KBS One Fine Day. And on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. And taking a look at a few more hellos, KittyGirl1404 says, Lindy, happy Wednesday. Time so fast. It's already July. We are in the middle of 2026. Ah, unbelievable. I know, right? Time flies, really. I can't believe it. Wow. Well, happy July. I hope you all have a good July and the rest of the 2026. Yes. And if you're just joining us, we started today's show by talking about the Korean concept of 눈치, the so-called Korean superpower of reading the room or catching the vibe. I asked our listeners if such a concept exists in their part of the world as well, and Kina48 says, Yes, we have a similar idea to 눈치 in Japan. We say reading the air. People seem to share implicit rules made by other members. I see. So there's a similar concept to 눈치. It's reading the air. That's good to know. And Luciano S. Jr. says, I just learned about it now, but I don't think we have anything equivalent to 눈치 in Portuguese. We would just describe it as good sense or social perception. I see. Well, keep your messages coming, and this is very, very interesting. In the meantime, let's take a listen to some songs. K-Popular Fandom requested Good Morning, request AT's Toxin, thank you. And Moon Chi Chi's request song is Stacy's Where You At. Songs have the power to move us through time. More often than not, it only takes a song from the past to take us back. Back to the days when we used to listen to the song on a loop, or back to the days when the song was just so hot. It's time for us to go back in time and listen to some of the hottest songs of a random week according to the charts. Today, we're going to go back to the first week of March 2010. The number one song of the week in Korea was 너 때문에 미쳐, You Drive Me Crazy by Tiara. Off the bat, it sounds like the protagonist is dealing with someone with no 눈치, right? The song was released as the title track of the repackaged version of the group's first studio album, Breaking Heart. The song not only topped several TV charts, but also became Tiara's first song to reach the top 10 on the yearly chart of a major streaming platform. Apparently, the song's popularity made them so busy that they had to perform at 5 to 6 different events every day, getting less than 2 hours of sleep each night. Yeah, that would be the dark side of the popularity. I remember when the schedule was so hectic, we had to sleep on the van while moving from one venue to the other, just eating kimbap on our way, but it was still good old time. Meanwhile, the number one song of the week in the U.S. was I'm a Bee by the American group The Black Eyed Peas. The song was initially released as a worldwide promotional single of their fifth studio album, The END, and at the time it barely managed to break into the top 50. But when it was released again as the fourth single, I'm a Bee became the group's third number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100, following the songs Boom Boom Pow and I Got a Feeling. The song also saw a significant increase in digital downloads internationally after the Black Eyed Peas performed the song at the Grammy Awards and peaked within the top 10 in several other countries. So let's go back to early 2010 with these two songs right now. First up is 너 때문에 미쳐, You Drive Me Crazy by Tiara, followed by the Black Eyed Peas with their song I'm a Bee. Too often, news and current affairs bring us down with all sorts of bleak and blue stories thrown at us from left and right. Don't get me wrong, there are good news out there, but they just don't always get the kind of attention they deserve. So we're gonna shine some light on them here on GNO. This GNO stands for Good News Only, and as the title suggests, in this segment I bring you nothing but good news and good news only. So here's the good news of today. The annual Daegu Chimaek Festival is back! This year's event will run from today, July 1st, through the coming Sunday, July 5th, around Duryu Park. Daegu Chimaek Festival is the city's signature summer festival and the country's largest food and drink event, celebrating the much-loved pairing of chicken and beer, chicken and maekju, so chimaek. First launched in 2013, the festival has since grown steadily and now draws over a million visitors each year. And this year, the festival has been selected as one of Korea's local 100 list and as a preliminary global festival. And it will offer a full lineup of performances, exhibitions, hands-on programs, and promotional booths. So if you're in the area, or if you're a big fan of chimaek, you know where to go this weekend. And now let's listen to 치맥 song by 소심한 오빠들 and 소코. That was 치맥 song by 소심한 오빠들 and 소코. And going back to the topic of 눈치, KittyGirl1404 says, I think 눈치 is a great form of emotional intelligence. It helps us be more empathetic, avoid awkward situations, and blend well in any social setting. However, we shouldn't overdo it. If we worry too much about what others think, it can lead to overthinking and stress. So balance is key. You are absolutely right. I think so too. Balance is key. Too much 눈치, will give you stress, but then having some 눈치 is important in this, in social settings. And more than anything, balance is key. Agree with you 100%. And Kaina48 says, many people characterize the Japanese as shy. In my opinion, they're not shy, but simply reading the air around each other to find a chance to talk. I see. That's right. And as T2000 says, I've never heard of it before. But after I Googled it, it turns out it means the art of intuitive ability to read other people's thoughts, feelings, and moods. Yes. And I think someone who has high 눈치 is able to understand social situations quickly to maintain harmony and avoid awkwardness. That's right. Like they say about Koreans, I think 눈치 is a sort of a superpower, but because not everybody has it. And having some 눈치 is very useful. And it's not something that, I don't know, is it something that you can learn? I'm not sure. Or are you born with it? I don't know. And we also have an interesting message. Sodak says, we are now at Chilgapsan with Haerim's father. Haerim's father is so sweet, nice, and cool. So what is my father doing at Chilgapsan? Is he hiking with his friends, maybe? My dad's always traveling, so I'm not even surprised. And yes, he is a very sweet and cool person. Thank you so much for your comment. And now some more song requests. Ladies 038 says, hi, DJ Haerim. Morning request, EXID's Lady. Thank you. Luciano S. Jr. says, I would like to request a song Hotter Than July by 2 p.m. Thank you so much. All right, so let's listen to 내일 해, Lady by EXID and 여름보다 뜨거운 너, Hotter Than July by 2 p.m. That was 여름보다 뜨거운 너, Hotter Than July by 2 p.m. And before that, we heard 내일 해, Lady by EXID. And that brings us to the end of the first Wonder Hour of the day. In the second hour of today's show, we'll be joined by Kate Kim for No Cap Confessions. If you want to get anything off your chest, you can either share them with us right now on YouTube, or if you would rather remain anonymous or just want to take some time to write it all out, shoot us an email at kbswonderhours@gmail.com whenever it's the most convenient for you. And for now, I'll wrap up the first half of the show with a new song by the band 실리카겔. It's Molecular Gastronomy. You're listening to Wonder Hours on KBS World Radio with DJ Hedy Mand.
DJ Shil.
Very good. Now, should we listen to a song?
Yeah.
One of your favorite songs.
Taekwondo.
Taekwondo. Welcome to the second half of Wonder Hours on KBS World Radio. I'm DJ Hedim, and it's Wednesday, July 1st. In just a moment, our very own de facto counselor, Kate, will join us in the studio for No Cap Confessions. If you're in Korea, you can also send us a text message at #8150 for 51 or more. But even if you're listening to our rerun or podcast, feel free to message us on Kong or leave us a comment on our post on Instagram at KBS1FineDay and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. And let's take a quick song break while Kate gets settled in here. First up is Lee Seung-yoon and his new song, 무얼 훔치지, What Do I Steal? And after that, we'll also listen to 권진아 and her song, Rain On Me. Life throws us twists, awkward moments, dilemmas, and predicaments when we least expect. Sometimes we talk about them, but there's only one version of the story we tell.
And then there's what actually happened. This is for the second version, honest, unfiltered, no cap. And that's why this is No Cap Confession.
From the tiniest everyday worries to the thoughts that sit heavy on your heart, Wonder Hours is here to listen to what's really on your mind. And to guide us through that, we have the one and only Kate Kim in her studio. Hi, welcome back, Kate!
Hello, hello, welcome me.
Welcome to
welcome.
You.
Hello.
You're looking so bright
Thank
as always,
you.
Like a lemonade.
Like a little chick.
Oh, I love the color on
you. Thank you.
I think yellow is your personal color.
Really? Thank you. It's actually Wonder Hours color too. I actually thought about that when I got this.
Oh.
I was like, it fits the Wonder Hours yellow
yes.
color.
Mm-hmm. And we're kind of yeah. matching today.
You look like an absolute princess. Oh my goodness. You look so beautiful today. The whole setup is really cute.
You too.
Oh, thank you. We look like we're having like a tea party today.
Afternoon tea party.
Yeah, afternoon tea party.
I feel like we should have some English breakfast tea.
Yes.
So how have you been? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been really good. Kind of busy, but that's a very good thing.
Yeah.
A little bit stressed because of the work, but mm-hmm. that's a good thing too.
Yes.
So yeah, I've been very happy because working makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How
busy
about you?
And
You're
happy.
Busy too.
I guess busy parenting.
Yeah, that's the busiest.
That's the busiest job.
Yeah.
And of course, my show radio.
Of course.
And yes, I went to Italy recently.
Yes.
We were talking about that before.
She went to Italy
mm-hmm.
and ate delicious foods, right?
We were just talking about that before yeah. when the music was going on.
Yeah.
You should definitely visit
someday. I want to go and eat some
I was telling
pasta.
Kate to mm-hmm. go to mm-hmm. Italy or
yes.
just Europe in the future when she goes on a honeymoon.
On a honeymoon! I can't wait.
Someday. So earlier on the show, we were talking about having 눈치.
눈치. There's no English word for that.
We have some translations like walk on eggshells and reading the room. But I feel like there's no exact translation to the word 눈치.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good is your 눈치?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Do you have good 눈치?
I think I do. But what if I don't have good 눈치 and I don't know that I don't? No, I think I'm very sensitive. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot about what other people feel. Sometimes I put others way too much before my own feelings. So I'm always like making sure they're comfortable, they're okay. And I would sacrifice my comfort for them to be okay. So I think in that way, I'm very sensitive and I'm always checking to see if they're like uncomfortable.
I think I'm like you too.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I think many Koreans are because we 눈치 봐.
Yes, we grew up
learning 눈치. That we need 눈치.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I have good 눈치 still. I 눈치 봐 a lot.
There's a difference. 눈치 봐 and having 눈치.
But then I think it's different. I 눈치 봐 a lot, but then I don't know if I have good 눈치, but I know for sure that it's gone much better.
Yes.
Because back when I was a trainee, when I was in my teens, I had like zero 눈치.
Yeah, we all learn through our... How is it?
So you think it's something that we can learn through...
I think so. I think so.
Social
I think
settings.
So. I think some people are born with a little bit more 눈치 than others. Mm-hmm. But in social settings, if you get in a lot of trouble and you learn, then you can learn your 눈치 too.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that too when I first came to Korea. Because I was in a musical, and I was the 막내, the youngest.
Oh, no.
So I was in charge of, you know, setting up the table, cleaning up everything. I didn't know that. I was from America.
Yeah.
But I learned it through lots of 혼냄.
Me too.
Getting in trouble left and right. And then I learned, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Absolutely. As someone who grew up in Hong Kong, I feel the same.
Yeah.
I was in the same spot as you, being the 막내and then not knowing these
unspoken rules.
That's right.
Right?
But setting the table.
Yeah.
At first, I didn't know that the 막내s had to do that. I was just sitting there.
In my family, the 막내s get treated like a princess.
Same here in my family, too.
But at work, I was not.
Now that I think about it, 눈치. It's actually so important.
It is. Right? I think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good thing because you're being mindful of the other person's feelings.
Mm.
배려하는 거잖아요.
Yeah.
You're really considerate of
That's
the other
right.
person. So I think it's a good thing.
And being thoughtful.
Yeah.
Having 눈치 is 진짜 진짜 중요한 것 같아요. It's so important.
Like
being socially aware.
Of course.
Reading the room and having people skill.
Yes.
Right.
I'd rather have too much 눈치and be all like, I can't go to sleep because I'm so sensitive about that. Then having no 눈치. And people being like, oh, Kate is so annoying, you know?
But then if you think about it, the person with no 눈치would have no stress.
Oh, because they don't know that.
Yeah. They would feel comfortable.
Oh,
혼자서.
Man. It's like the red pill or the blue pill. They just don't know that they're being no 눈치.
Yeah. So I think there are pros
Actually,
and cons.
That's true. that seems nice.
Yeah. It's very important to pick up social cues.
Yes.
Right?
It is.
It's such a key word in the Korean culture.
Right. It doesn't exist as much in like American culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 눈치 about when to leave work.
Yeah.
You know how in America you can just leave right at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
But in Korea, you kind of have to 눈치 봐 to see if the other people left first, like the higher up people went first, and then you go home and stuff like that.
And also like when you order menu, when the 직장인들,
your coworkers
go out for a meal for lunch, and then you have like a your boss with you or like a 선배 with you, and then they go, "What do you want for lunch?"
Yeah,
and then you want something, but you cannot see it because that, because of the 눈치.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, is it still like that?
I think it's getting better, but
I think Gen Z kids are changing everything.
Yeah,
you know,
they just leave.
Yeah, they're just like they're like 돈가스야. You know,
oh, that's right.
That's good though. You know, that's fine. That's fine.
It's changing. And Luciano S. Jr. says, it's a paradox. You need good 눈치 to know if you have bad 눈치.
Yes, that's a good point.
Good point, good point.
You need good 눈치 to know if you have bad 눈치.
Mm-hmm. So would you rather date someone who always speaks their mind or someone who can read your feelings perfectly?
Oh, read my feelings perfectly, 100%. Right. I don't want you to always speak your mind. We don't want that. Sometimes we gotta keep things inside our brain, you know? You don't always have to speak your mind.
But what if they read your feelings, but they don't talk, like they don't speak their mind?
Oh, like they only read it, but they don't do anything about
it? No expressions. And
oh. Then what's the point?
I think it's important to find a balance.
Single. Yeah.
Stay single.
How about you?
Both. Half-half.
Half-half?
반반.
Uh-huh.
I'm always team 반반. I like 반반 chicken.
Oh,
I like 반반,
really?
짬뽕, 짜장, everything 반반. If I can choose, if I have an option, I always go for half-half.
Wow, you're a 반반 girl.
I'm a 반반 girl.
반반 girl.
What about you?
I'm always 짜장면, 양념, anything saucy.
Oh,
just one.
Nice.
Not 반반.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's good to know. And now, before moving on, let's remind our listeners what we're doing on this segment we call No Cap Confessions.
Of course. So this is a space and time for you guys to share the thoughts and stories you've been carrying in your hearts, whether they're big or small, and then we talk through it together. So if you have anything to share with us, feel free to share with us, and we can help you as much as we can as counselors.
That's right. And we're taking your stories, messages, and questions via email at kbs1hours@gmail.com. And on Instagram, you can send us a DM at kbs1findday. If you have a Korean phone number, you can also send a text message at sharp8150 for 50 won per message. And if you're joining us live, you can leave your message on our YouTube chat. And we'll take a quick song break and continue with No Cap Confessions. Here is Song Si-kyung with 좋을 텐데, It Would Be Good. We just heard 좋을 텐데, It Would Be Good by Song Si-kyung. Lovely song.
It.
This song never gets old.
Yeah.
And let's take a look at some comments. Kitty Girl 1404 says, hello, Kate. Miss you. Welcome back. Yellow is another pink for Lindy.
Hello, that's hello, right. Kitty Girl. Mm-hmm. Some Song 2 says, hello, Hedim and Kate.
Hello.
Hello, Some Song 2, Nim.
Giant Johnny says, I have a confession that doesn't need a resolution. I recently watched Park Eun-bin's show and her Lady Train Wreck character aesthetic is so appealing to me. I think it gave me a rare celebrity crush.
Ooh. Have you watched that?
What is this show in Korean?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is that the Wonder
Is it the drama?
One?
Oh. Yeah, that's the one that I'm thinking about.
Right?
Is it the TV K-drama?
Like the recent one.
The recent one, right? That's been popular on the OTT platform.
Yeah, I think so.
If that's the one, it's still on my list. I haven't started watching it. But yes, Park Eun-bin, she's a wonderful, such a talented artist and actress.
Yes. I guess her character is very like celebrity crushy.
Yeah. Oh. I can't wait to watch.
I know. I want to watch it.
The drama.
Me too.
Are you watching anything right now?
You know what I'm watching right now? I'm 2000 and late, but I'm watching Penthouse.
What?
And it's so saucy. It's so spicy and fun. Every episode is just makjang.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way I like it.
That's so fun. Right.
Have you watched it? Penthouse?
I have. When it
all
was
three?
On. No, not all three. I think I just watched the first one.
It's so fun. I'm on season 3 now, and it's very fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a very 자극적인,
dramatic.
Like a soap opera
kind
of
seriously,
drama.
Literally.
Yes. And Giant Johnny says, Wonderfools, they have superpowers.
Ah, it's called Wonderfools.
I saw the trailer.
Oh, really?
And I was hesitant on whether I should watch it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm watching something else.
Oh, what are you watching?
I'm watching this, what is it called? This Haguk?
Oh, is it with Im Ji-yeon?
Yes.
Oh, the one where she like goes back.
Oh, Dashi Shinsegae or something.
Uh-huh.
Where she goes back,
back and
forth in time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a clip.
That
She's
one.
A great actress.
She's such a great actress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. And you're listening to No Cap Confessions on Wonder Hours, and I'm here with Kate talking about your concerns and how to confront and resolve them. So without further ado, let's get started with our first No Cap Confessions.
Yes. All 얼마 전 예전 직장에서 함께 일했던 동료한테 연락이 왔습니다. 언니 너무 오랜만. 다음 주 목요일 저녁에 시간 돼요? 간만에 양꼬치 먹으러 갈까? 갑자기 온 문자에 좀 의외라고 생각하면서도 오랜만이라 반갑기도 했고 결국 며칠 뒤 저녁을 먹기로 하고 약속 장소로 향했어요. 그런데 식사를 주문하고 나니 그녀가 가방에서 봉투를 하나 꺼내 내밀었습니다. 저 다음 달에 결혼해요 언니. 언니 꼭 올 거죠? 예전에 같이 일할 때는 점심도 먹고 이런저런 이야기도 나누며 꽤 가깝게 사이기는 하지만 제가 아직 이직한 뒤로는 자연스럽게 연락이 뜸해졌어요. 지금은 소셜미디어에서 가끔 소식을 보는 정도이고 직접 만난 지도 2년이 넘었습니다. 결혼 소식을 듣고 진심으로 축하하는 마음은 들었지만 솔직히 고민이 됩니다. 결혼식이 평일이고 다른 지역에서 열려서 참석하려면 연차를 내야 하고 왕복 몇 시간씩 이동해야 하거든요. 만약 정말 친한 친구였다면 고민 없이 갔을 텐데 지금은 그렇게 가까운 사이라고 하기도 애매합니다. 게다가 축의금도 고민이에요. 참석하면 얼마를 내야 할지, 참석하지 않는다면 축의금만 보내는 게 맞는지 잘 모르겠습니다. 한편으로는 결혼식 같은 중요한 날에 참석하지 않으면 상대방이 서운해할 것 같고 또 한편으로는 제가 정말 축하하고 싶어서 가는 건지 아니면 그냥 눈치가 보여서 고민하는 건지도 헷갈립니다. 여러분이라면 어떻게 하실 건가요? 참석해서 축하를 전하는 게 맞을까요? 아니면 정중히 축하만 전하고 참석은 하지 않아도 괜찮을까요? 그리고 참석하지 않는다면 축의금은 보내는 게 맞을까요?
Recently, I got a text from a former coworker. Hey, it's been so long. Are you free for dinner next Thursday? Want to grab some lamb skewers? I was a little surprised since we hadn't talked in forever, but it was nice to hear from her, so I said yes. A few days later, we met up for dinner. We ordered our food, started catching up, and then out of nowhere, she pulled an envelope out of her bag and handed it to me. I'm getting married next month. You'll be there, right? And suddenly, everything made sense. Back when we worked together, we were pretty close. We would have lunch together all the time and talk about everything. But after I changed jobs, we naturally drifted apart. These days, we just keep up through social media, and I haven't actually seen her in over 2 years. I was genuinely happy for her, but honestly, I'm torn. The wedding is on a weekday in another city, so going would mean taking a day off and spending several hours traveling. If it were one of my best friends, I wouldn't think twice about it. But at this point, we're not exactly close friends anymore either. Then there's the whole money issue. If I go, how much should I give? And if I don't go, should I still send a gift? Or is a heartfelt congratulations enough? Part of me feels like she'll be hurt if I don't show up for such an important day. But another part of me wonders if I'm considering going because I truly want to celebrate with her or simply because I would feel guilty saying no. What would you do? Would you make the trip and attend the wedding or would you politely decline and just send your congratulations? And if you didn't go, would you still send a wedding gift?
1012
So Kate,
tricky.
Very mm-hmm. tricky. What mm-hmm. do you think?
Oh boy, this is so tough.
This is.
Like we were once close, but not close anymore. They invited you to their wedding, but it's far. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, work is very important to me. If I have to use a work day, if I have to get a day off
yeah.
to go, I feel like that's kind of hard.
Mm.
If it was on a weekend, of course, I think I would go. Mm-hmm. I would. If I didn't have like a big important schedule that day, I would go. But if it's on a weekday in another city
yeah.
and I have to take a day off of work, then I think they would understand if I can't go.
Yeah.
And then I would probably send the 축의금, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is very... Wedding culture is very 눈치, you know? Everything
wedding
is 눈치.
Wedding culture is very, very, very sensitive.
Yes.
But actually, I was thinking the same as you.
Yeah.
The part that kind of made me go, like kind of threw me off.
Yeah.
Was the part that it's on a weekday and in another city.
Yeah.
And because you are not that close.
Mm-hmm.
So if this was me,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I would go.
Yeah.
And I think the friend would understand.
Of course.
The situation.
Don't you only get like a limited amount of days off of the year? You know, so you don't want to spend that on a wedding that you're not that close with.
Yeah, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't attend it, but I think I would still send
money.
Like a 축의금, like a wedding gift.
Yeah.
Because they
invited me
and gave me the invitation card.
That's true. And they could have just sent the invitation, but they wanted to meet up with you. And I think they probably bought the meal, you know.
I hope.
Lamb skewers.
So. But then the fact that this friend called you up like 2 years later to give you the invitation.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, would you rather have them hit you up after 2 years? Or would you rather just find out that they got married on social media and be like, oh, they didn't invite me. Like, what's better? You know?
Oh,
I think I'd rather be invited. Because that means they did think of me and they do, like, value our relationship in some way.
Oh, I have a different answer.
Okay, what is
it? I would rather just find out on social media and not be invited.
Really?
Yeah. I only want to be invited by people who I'm close to right now.
Right
like
now.
Presently.
Uh-huh.
Talking to. Because if they don't invite me, then tenoko, I'm not invited and I'm not going.
Yeah.
That's very clear.
That's true.
But then if they invite me in like in this kind of situation, now it's kind of awkward. Like, what should I do?
Yeah. That's true. Especially because you guys are not close anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I find out on social media, I will feel a little bit, I'm not invited.
Yeah.
A little bit upset, but
okay. All right. Well, that's stress free for me.
Press a little like, the heart button. Congratulations. Write a comment, maybe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I mean, that seems more realistic because you don't have to spend money, you know, and time.
It actually takes up a lot of effort to attend a wedding.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Mm. That's true. I think it depends on who it is, too. If I kind of liked them.
Yeah.
And then we drifted naturally and they didn't invite me, I would be a little sad. But if I wasn't that close and I don't really care much about them, I think I'd be like, okay, congrats.
Then how would you feel about this? Like, so if this person showed up to your wedding without giving you 축의금, would you prefer that? Or would you prefer the friend not attending the wedding but sending you just money?
Like,
왔는데 축의금을 안 냈거나? Or 안 왔는데 축의금을 냈거나? How would you feel about that?
I think we talked about something like this before. Something similar.
And it's actually a close friend.
Yeah. It's a close friend. Mm. I like them.
You like them.
Oh, that's okay. That's
okay.
I'm sure they've bought me many things before. You know, that's okay. If it's my close friend. If they're not close, I'd be like, oh, that was a bold choice.
Wow. Yes. Who are we going to ask me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how about you?
So this actually happened at my wedding.
Oh.
Yeah, it's my story. So I didn't know what to feel about this. I was a little bit confused.
Yeah.
But I just accepted the fact.
Yeah,
they did okay. That. I mean, okay. So many things happened. I had someone who attended my wedding wearing, like, training outfit and slippers. I had someone who gave me empty envelope. I know. I hope it was a mistake.
What?
But, yeah. That's why they say that when you get married and then also when you have children, your relationship, your friendship kind of
it changes. Based on how they act at your wedding? Or how
I guess it's different because we have different paths now.
Oh, that's true.
Different lifestyle.
Whoa.
So many. Let's take a look at some comments.
Okay. F Candy, FDQ Power. Oh, hello. 도서관에서 듣고 있어요. I'm listening at a library.
Nice.
Just follow your heart. If you think you'll feel bad by not doing something, just do it with a smile. 안 했을 때 신경 쓰이는 것보단 기분 좋게 하는 걸로.
정답.
I love
That's
that.
Right.
If you think you'll feel bad by not doing something, do it with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
너무 좋아요.
Great.
Thank you.
Advice. Kitty Girl 1404 says, if you can't go, maybe you just wish her congratulations and give her early wedding gift. That would be nice, too.
Oh, yeah. In the U.S., they give wedding gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's different. But then Yeah. I mean, they give money, too, these days.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luciano's JR says, I would just decline, but I've already created an image with all my friends that they know if they invite me for anything, I might refuse just because I don't want to go, and they are fine with it. Oh, hmm. So you planned in advance. You already brainwashed your friends to understand if you don't go, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, smart, smart.
And Lucianos Jr. also wrote, I'd rather not be invited at all. Yeah, like me. Often people that don't invite me know me very well to think, I won't invite because I'm sure he'll refuse and they're right.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Oh, that's so... I would want to be invited.
Mm.
You know? Like, invite me. Why? But I don't know. Maybe it's because I haven't been to many weddings yet, so I still want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But once I start going to too many, I'll be like, oh, enough money. You know?
Yeah, that's a lot of money when there's too many ceremonies.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh, so,
Chidagraphy. Hi, Chida.
Hi.
Chida says, 눈치 so 어려워.
So 어려워.
It is. It really is very 어려워. Yeah. Right?
Next comment, please.
Giant Johnny says, follow-up related question. What if you have a friend that keeps asking you to watch their two-hour video of their wedding, even though it was just a small, non-fancy event? I keep saying no politely, but... Yikes.
A friend that keeps asking you to watch their two-hour video of their wedding?
That's 2 hours. That's...
Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't watch my wedding for 2 hours.
No.
No way.
You know what my secret dream is?
What is it?
When someone goes like, hey, I just made a new mixtape. You want to hear it in the middle of the street? I just want to be like, no. But I can't say that. I'm always like, okay. And I have to like listen to a song, like their rap hip-hop song. I'm like, wow, that's so good.
Because you have a hard time saying no.
Yes, but I have this friend who's really good at saying no, and she said it so respectfully.
How did she do it?
The guy asked her first, and she was like, respectfully, no. And then he was just like, okay. And then he came to me, and I was like, okay. And I listened to it. But my dream is to just say no in a respectful way.
You know? Me too.
Right?
Yeah, like we're that. On the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah. The more I talk to you, the more similar common things that I find with you.
Exactly.
And then when we talk about wedding, we can't not talk about 축의금.
Yes. Money, money, money.
That's the most sensitive topic.
Money, money, like
축의금 is wedding money.
It is.
And wedding gift money.
Unspoken etiquette about 축의금. Like the amount you give, right?
That's right. How much is okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How much should you give?
And it goes by like 5만 원, 10만 원, right? Or by odd numbers, was it? Like 7만 원, 9만
원? So there is research.
Mm-hmm.
That says 61.8% said the appropriate amount for a co-worker's wedding is about 10만 원.
Wow, it went up.
It went up.
From 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And this is about referring to their co-workers.
Oh, co-workers.
And 32.8% said 5만 원.
Okay.
And then 1.4% said 15만 원.
15만 원.
So I guess it depends on your relationship with the person.
Yeah. Depends on your relationship.
What do you think? How much do you think is like
a coworker?
Average?
This co-worker? Is tough. I mean, it really depends on your own financial status too.
Yeah.
You know, situation and how close you are and such. But for a coworker, I mean, for most people who are not like really close, I think 10만 원. But it depends also on the wedding venue too.
Yeah.
If it's a really fancy wedding venue, I think it's good to give a little bit more to at least cover your meal, you know?
Right. And if you attend the wedding, you give a little more. But when you don't attend the wedding and just give them the money,
you can give
them a little bit less. That's what I do.
Oh.
I haven't done that yet. When I attend, because I'm actually going there to eat the meal, so I would give more.
Yeah.
But when I don't attend, I'm not eating the meal.
That's
so
true.
I would kind of
give less.
Take that. Yeah, give less.
Uh-huh.
But it's such a sensitive... I don't know. I'm still confused when it comes to wedding.
Yeah.
Like, how much should we give?
It's stressful. But for me, I'd rather just give more than worry about that I gave too little, you know?
Mm.
I would rather just be, like, stress-free by just giving a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
If I can.
Yeah. Whew, so we'll be back with another message after a song. Let's listen to 좋겠다, Good For You by Sweet Sorrow featuring 오지은, 정준일, and Peppertones. We just heard 좋겠다, Good For You by Sweet Sorrow featuring 오지은, 정준일, and Peppertones. And if you're just tuning in, I am joined by Kate Kim on Wonder Hours Counseling Center segment No Cap Confessions.
Hello.
Yes, and let's take a look at some comments. Some Song 2 says, I used to have friends that would want me to reflect their opinions on what they liked, but were often dismissive of my own. I drifted apart from them.
Makes sense. That's life.
That's right.
Junior3007 says, 안녕하세요, Kate and Lindy. 오늘도 골치 아픈 사연이군요. It's another headache-inducing story today. I find going to weddings so lonely and chore-like. If it were me, and if it's someone I haven't seen for 2 years, I'll think deep about why that was, and then make the decision. If the reason we haven't seen each other all that time is because we don't care for each other all that much, Kuji, we'll probably continue to be that way.
Yeah.
That's very true.
That is so, such a realistic comment.
That is true. There's a reason why you guys drifted, huh?
Mm-hmm. And haven't seen each other for 2 years.
And after the wedding, it's probably gonna still be like that.
Be the same thing.
So all right, yeah. Don't go.
I don't think I would go, honestly.
Yeah, I wouldn't
this
go.
If this was my situation. I wouldn't go. Going to another, going outside of the city, first of all, on a weekday, and then seeing after 2 years.
That's true.
No. I wouldn't, but I would still send my
gifts.
wedding.
I know what you mean. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, weekdays, that's too much. I'm not going to use my yoncha for you, sorry.
And Kitty Girl 1404 says she can tell the friend politely that you can't go because of some problems and give her money or gift right away. I think she will understand.
Yes.
Oh, like on the spot. Oh. I can't go, but here you go.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I'll pay for the lamb skewers.
내가 살게.
Okay. At KENA48 says, for some reason, we couldn't invite any of our friends to our wedding ceremony. But after all, nobody complained about it. I also learned a lot. The ceremony was still for the family connection.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, wedding is a big celebration for the family, especially for the parents or our parents.
Yeah.
So that's right.
I get that. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, as for me, I actually wanted, my ideal wedding was a small wedding.
Ah, just family.
Just family.
And friends. Closest
and friends. Yeah. I didn't want to invite too many people.
Oh, really?
But then, like Kaina says, said, it's a family event. So I couldn't do it on my...
That's true.
By myself.
Yeah.
Like we had to do it all together.
It's an event for your parents,
The parents, too. Because
they gave money, so they got
a time to get it back.
It's politics.
That's so weird. I don't know. I'm just so glad it's over for me.
Really?
Good luck, Kate.
Oh, thank you.
It's coming up. It's coming for you someday.
I should plan.
Mm-hmm. All right. And should we move on to the next No Cap Confession?
Yes. Let's do it. I absolutely love my friend I met back in college, you know. She's funny, she's a good listener, and we always have a great time together. The problem is, she never seems to know when it's time to go home. Whenever she comes over, I start dropping little hints that I'm getting tired. First, I'll yawn a few times. An hour later, I'll say, wow, it's getting pretty late. But half an hour passes and she doesn't move. So I'll start cleaning up the dishes and putting things away. But nothing. She just keeps chatting like neither of us have work the next day. Last weekend was the worst. She came over around 7 p.m. and by 11 o'clock, I was exhausted. So I spoke up and said, I have an early morning tomorrow. Her response, oh no! And Anyway, and then started telling me another story. Midnight came and went, and then 1 a.m. I yawned so hard my eyes were watering, and she said, "Aw, you're tired. We should do this more often." At that point, I honestly didn't know whether to laugh or cry. She finally left at almost 2 a.m., and I spent the next day running on 4 hours of sleep. I know she doesn't mean any harm. I think she's just really comfortable around me, and I appreciate that. But how many hints is a person supposed to pick up on? At what point do I stop trying to be polite and just say, "I love you, but please go home"? And if I do say something, would that make me a terrible host? Or is my friend the one who needs a little bit more social awareness?
And that was from our listener who wanted to stay anonymous.
Ooh.
Wow. So this is from a listener who's following words and losing sleep because of a friend.
Uh-oh, that's tough.
Woo-hoo.
Girl, go home.
Girl. What do you think, Kate?
This is very, very, very hard. I think I wouldn't know what to do either if I was the host.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at sending people home.
Did this ever happen to you?
But
and
no.
What did you do? It never happened
it
to
never
you.
It never happens because I like to play. I like to hang out.
Oh, so you're the one that doesn't go home.
I'm the hostess with the mostest, you know? So you could stay as long as you want. But if there was a case where I kind of needed them to leave...
Yeah.
I don't think I would be very good at saying that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm the worst person to ask this to because I have a hard time telling them to go home.
Yeah.
Like in my heart, I'm thinking, I'm screaming in my heart, "Go home! I'm sorry, I have to sleep." But then I can't say anything. I'm the silent sufferer.
Yeah.
I'm suffering inside. Like, I'm so tired and exhausted. And this one sounds like my story. Like, I would yawn and, you know, show signals by my body language, gestures, like, yawn,
and like, on purpose?
Yeah.
Or on accident?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, on purposely and also just couldn't help it because I'm so tired.
Yeah.
But then, there are people who can't read, who has no nunchi.
Yeah. But honestly, does this person not have nunchi or do they just want to play more?
I think maybe both.
Know? Because I'm sure she did pick up on, "Oh, you're tired," you know? Or like, "Oh no, you have an early morning tomorrow." Anyways, so this person just doesn't care. And that's now murehe. That's rude.
It sounds a little bit selfish.
Yeah.
Just thinking about what they want to say.
Yes.
And not considering the other person's
situation. They just want to have fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of selfish. I don't know. I don't like that.
And it's interesting that this... is associated with different types of people react differently.
Oh, yeah.
For example, like me, the silent sufferer, are the, when we talk about MBTI, the FJ and FP types.
That's me.
Are you
I suffer silently too, yeah.
Oh, and I'm an FJ.
Yeah.
So we are the silent sufferers.
You're an organized silent sufferer, and I'm a spontaneous silent sufferer.
And then different personality types. Usually more assertive, often associated with TJ types in MBTI.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's
tend
true.
To see clear communication as being polite, not rude.
Ooh.
I like that. Do you think being direct can actually be kinder?
Yes. Sometimes I do think that being direct is kinder.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just being honest.
You
know, like, if this person who sent in this story just said, "Hey, I have to go to sleep. Can you go home?" And then it ended. She wouldn't have been stressed. Mm. And then she wouldn't have sent in this story.
Yeah.
Talking about her friend on a radio show.
Mm.
You know? So in a way, it's just kinder to just say what you need so that you don't suffer. And
then
you don't have a grudge against them, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's I think that's the response that my inner feelings, what I want to do but can't.
Of course. Yeah, I can't.
It's so hard to do
I can't.
Mm-hmm. So I envy those who can do
it.
Like your friend who says,
like,
no.
Respectfully, sorry, man, but no.
Yeah. That's something
she's
that
so cool.
We might want to learn. But as for us, the FJs and FP types, we're more likely to avoid speaking up because we don't want to hurt others' feelings.
Yeah, I get that. Because we invited them over.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to have a good time at our house. So we don't want them to leave, like, in a... What was that kind of 분위기, that atmosphere?
Yeah.
So I don't want to ruin the atmosphere.
Me too.
But there is a simple solution here. Just don't hang out at your house. Hang out somewhere else, you know? Mm. Like outside, somewhere else that's not your house.
When you're outside at a restaurant or a bar, and then there's a time when you have to, when they have to close.
Yeah.
이제 마감 시간이에요. Please leave. And then I feel so happy. I'm like, yes, I can go. I don't have to say it. But it's the situation telling us to separate.
Yeah.
Oh, 이제 마감 시간이래. Yeah. It's time to go. Yeah. Let's go.
And you have to find the place that ends early then, you know? Mm-hmm. That closes at like midnight. So you'd be like, oh, sorry, they're closed.
Yeah. Oh, this one's tough too.
Yeah. Mm. But I get it. It's really hard. And you don't want your guests to go home feeling bad. So I think I know one other solution.
Yeah?
You should fall asleep.
Just fall asleep? That's what do.
Right? Just fall asleep on the sofa. Uh-huh. And then she'll be like, oh, she must be really tired. Just fake your sleep.
Snoring.
Yeah, start snoring. Or faint. No, just don't do that. Don't do that. But yeah, but there are other ways to do that, I feel like.
That's right. There's so many ways. This is another tough one.
Yeah.
I wish we could just say, please go home nicely.
Yeah.
And then not hurt the other person's feelings.
Yeah. I think there is a way. Mm. How can you say that? Oh, I'm so sorry, but I have to wake up at 7 a.m. tomorrow. I only get 4 hours of sleep. Should we call it a night? Maybe like that.
That's good.
Instead of go home, be like, let's call it a night.
Let's do this again next time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's meet again next time.
Oh, 나 너무 졸려서 다음에
Yeah.
Bye. And open the door.
Yeah.
Send them toward the door.
Yeah. Or like, say that you wanted to give them some fruit or something. Be like, oh, here it is. You know, like, as a bye-bye present. 이제 이거 들고 가. Like, take this and go, you know?
Let's see what our listeners are saying.
Oh, Giant Johnny says, I feel like this person needs to watch how Lee Young-ji ends her show by telling the celebrity guests to go home or just say, I need to go to sleep now. Oh. Yes, Lee Young-ji is so good at that on her YouTube channel interview show, you know?
Yeah.
She literally says, 이제 집에 가세요. She just says that and it's so funny. But it works because it's Lee Young-ji, you know, because that's her 성격.
Mm-hmm. And then for people like us, FJs and FPs, when we say it,
it seems
they
so
get
mean.
Hurt. Yeah, it seems mean. Why is it like that?
It's
it
because
seems mean.
You have to always be like that. You have to always be 털털해 and honest. Mm-hmm. And then when you do it, it sounds normal. But when we never do it and then say it once,
and then they get
we're
hurt.
So mean.
Oh, yeah. 맞아.
Darn it. We should have done it before.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I would joke and do something like that and be very offended.
Yeah.
I was just joking. That's why I don't ever joke anymore.
No, me too.
Because people take it too seriously.
안 하다가 하면은 그렇게 될 수 있죠.
그러니까요. Junior 3007 says, 그냥 말해요. 야, 퍼뜩 안 가냐?
친한 친구면 그렇게 말할 수 있죠. If you're close, you could just say that, huh? Like, hey, go home.
집에 가.
Go home.
And Luciano S. Jr., this is another thing I can't relate because I only have a few friends and I know all of them for around 20 years. Ooh. Wow. So in that case, I would just go to sleep and let them stay here. But yeah, I would never be able to tell someone to leave. Good thing I've never been in that situation.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
If you've been so close for 20 years, you can just, sleep over.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Just like give them a toothbrush. Be like, go to sleep. Please sleep.
All right. And according to some relevant online discussions, some people online said they start playing American rock band Semisonic's Closing Time.
I think that's how it goes.
Frequently used by some radio stations as their last song before changing formats.
Yeah.
Or other end-of-the-night songs when guests won't leave.
Oh.
Others admitted they've changed into pajamas, turned off half the lights, or even brushed their teeth in front of their guests, and the guest still didn't budge.
What?
Wow.
Hold on. I think the guest just wants to sleep over at that point then.
No nunchi.
What? No nunchi. Mm. But this song, though, I've heard this song play at closing time at a bar in LA before. They played that song when it was closing, so everyone was like getting ready to leave.
Uh-huh. So maybe play that you play that at your house.
Yeah. Or play like a lullaby song, you know, so they can go to sleep.
Right. Now it's already time to say goodbye.
It's closing time for us too.
It's closing time for us, Junior.
It's closing time. Closing.
Speaking of closing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time to close our show.
Aww.
And Wonder Hours No Cap Confessions is always open to your concerns, and we want to help you through them as much as we want.
Yes, and we are always taking your stories, messages, and questions via email at kbswonderhours@gmail.com, or you can slide into our DMs at kbs1fineday or text us at sharp8150.
And that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you, Kate, for another fun session, and we'll see
Yay!
You again.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. And here is a commonly used closing time song in Korea. 또 만나요. See you again by Turbo. Thank you for tuning in. This has been 우에림 with producers Christina Saw and 권채령 and writer Liz.